listener production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. Home prices across the nation have reversed their downward trend, lifting a combined 0.13% throughout March. Sydney recorded the largest increase, followed by Perth and Melbourne.
Sydney led home price growth in March and prices rose 0.27%, with fewer homes on the market really concentrating buyer interest and buoying prices. The downturn in Melbourne also eased towards the end of last year, with home values stabilising and lifting in recent months.
PropTrack senior economist Eleanor Cray there. Hobart, Darwin and Brisbane all recorded slight falls. The Fair Work Commission will look over the federal government's submission, recommending a wage increase for the country's lowest paid workers. It's hoped it'll help those struggling to deal with the cost of living crisis. Overseas, Donald Trump will surrender to officials ahead of his court appearance next week. The former US president has been indicted over alleged hush money payments made to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. He'll be the first former president in America's history to face criminal charges. Briefly, former South African Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has been denied parole. He was jailed over the death of his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp almost a decade ago. And Aussie music legend John Farnham is continuing treatment for a respiratory infection in hospital. It follows a major operation he had last year to remove a cancerous tumour from his mouth. Collingwood slogged out a win against Richmond in a wet and scrappy match at the MCG. The Pies scoring a 14-point victory to make it a 3-from-3 start to their season.
It's a hard game, this one. It's a hard game, and to get away with a win in those conditions and against quality opposition, it was is important.
Magpies coach Craig McRae there. Round 3 of the AFL continues later today, starting with Hawthorn v North Melbourne. And the Australian Grand Prix qualifying gets underway at Albert Park in Melbourne this afternoon.